listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Welcome along to our series, Title Watch. It's called Title Watch, Dom. The team we're going to do this very podcast is Manchester United. They're 6 points off first place at the moment. They're sitting in seventh. They have just been smashed by Chelsea 4-0. Their manager, Jose Mourinho, the special one, is being called the humiliated one. How disappointed were you with Manchester United?
I mean, I could say I was disappointed with it, but I really enjoyed watching Mourinho just get shown up.
Is that what it was? It was a complete show-up?
You got done, simple as. If you didn't see the game and you look at the match stats, you wouldn't say 4-0. They had more possession. They had the same amount of shots on target. But they were just so poor when watching the game. Defensively, they were awful.
The goals. The goals.
We take the first goal, right? As we said on the Chelsea podcast, you haven't listened to that, make sure you do after this. Hazard plays the ball to Alonso, right?
Yeah.
And he plays the ball over the back line and Pedro's running in. And he gets Randa Hayer and puts it in the back of the net. However, what is Daley Blind doing?
It's almost like three Manchester United players, David De Gea, Chris Smalling and Daley Blind, all weren't ready for that ball. It was shocking. It was almost like their heads were still in the tunnel. They weren't ready for the match.
If we take Daley Blind shouldn't be that far back. He's the player playing Pedro on side. He should be up with his other defenders. And if he's up with his other defenders, Pedro's offside. I don't think David De Gea needs to go out.
No.
Pedro's still got a lot to do, even when he gets in behind Chris Smalling. I don't understand why David De Gea's coming out. If it was Claudio Bravo, I'd maybe understand.
I think he's not happy with his defence, is he? He clearly doesn't trust them. I want to name the Manchester United defenders that play at the moment. Daley Blind, is he a defender? Chris Smalling, not proved anything to me. I think Chris Smalling spends more time trying to grab the opposition's shirts than he does marking and defending. He's never trusted his own ability to defend, I don't think, Chris Smalling. He's constantly with his hands. And almost a bit like Leicester City this season, people are getting penalised for using their hands and grabbing on. Chris Smalling's head is somewhere else. Marcus Rojo. The lad loves his hair more than he loves defending. He doesn't look like he wants to get his legs dirty. He doesn't ever want to tackle. He just doesn't look like defending means a lot to him. Then you've got Eric Bailly. Young lad. Does he speak the language? Most likely not, and it looks like that on the pitch. It looks like he's a young lad, very much like Arsenal's centre-back when he came. Gabriel, he played at Villarreal as well. It almost looks like they don't know how to communicate, how to say there's a problem. It's almost like they can see it.
They don't know how to defend.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? And then you got Valencia.
Who's not a defender.
Who probably was their best player at the weekend. He's not a right back and he hasn't been his whole life.
He's an out and out wing. He's one who gets down to the byline and whips in a cross.
The reason a fullback is so good, let's take Gary Neville for example. I know he played centre back a lot when he was a youth player, but he developed himself as a fullback. He practiced bloody throw-ins. Who practices throw-ins? But can you imagine Valencia, he just doesn't know that position 100%. He's not done it his whole career. Is that the reason they're losing 4-0? Because it must be. Because Van Gaal had a problem. Now Mourinho's got a problem. Are these defenders good enough?
No, but the thing is, when you were talking about fullbacks just now, I was thinking, I was like, can I think of a fullback who can defend well?
What about Darmian? He never gets in the team. He looks like a proper right back.
He's not one who bomb up and down the wing every day of the week, but he looks so much more solid defensively.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about, who are the best right backs and left backs in the division, right? I know it's not related to Man United, but let's say Kyle Walker, Danny Rose, Hector Bellerin. If you look at all three of them, I don't think any of those three are actually good defenders. I know it's Arsenal, but Nacho Monreal, he's a good defender. I can't think of many fullbacks who can defend now. Maybe clubs need to start training them how to defend.
Is that the problem? You'd think Mourinho would be that manager.
Because if you think about it, he had players like Azpilicueta and Ivanovic, right? Who were defenders. Ivanovic could play centre-half, basically. He's the Serbian Gary Neville. United were just poor all over the pitch.
You called it a Mourinho masterclass when they drew 0-0 with Liverpool at Anfield. Where was that team that drew 0-0? Was the fact they conceded so early on the reason they couldn't be that team? And they didn't have a plan B after 30 seconds.
Well, yeah, if you concede after 30 seconds, your game plan goes out the window. You basically have just given the other team a head start. The first United player touched the ball was De Gea getting the ball out of his net.
If Liverpool scored in the first 30 seconds, would it have been a similar scoreline?
It would have finished like 3 or 4-1.
Would Manchester United have known what to do next?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, United, they were just poor all over the pitch, really. Pogba, right, we've missed the two middle goals, right? But if you look at Kante's fourth goal, right? How is he allowed to make that run in between Pogba and Herrera? It's a disgrace.
He didn't even run fast. It was almost like Herrera and Pogba were like Bobby Charlton Dennis Law and George Best outside Old Trafford. What were they? Statues. Literally stood still. And it's funny, he's like N'Golo Kante.
And then N'Golo Kante sends Smalling on a bus to Fulham when he cuts inside him or cuts outside him.
They gave up, didn't they?
Yeah,
they gave up in their defensive duties. I want to ask the question about Paul Pogba, because it flicked in my head, Dom. Is central midfield in a two the hardest position in the world to be the most expensive player in the world? Because he's constantly thinking, I have to prove to my team, to my manager, to the world, that I am worth this price. But what a central midfielder has to concentrate on is defending.
If I'm going to spend unlimited amount of money, right, on a holding midfielder, I'm not going to buy Pogba. I'll just go for Sergio Busquets.
If you're spending that amount of money, right, do you expect him to be in the top three Premier League players?
If you spend that money, you expect him to be the best Premier League player.
Okay, I'm going to list some players. I want you to tell me if Paul Pogba's better. De Bruyne?
No.
Ozil?
No.
Sanchez?
No.
Hazard?
No.
Costa?
No.
Zlatan?
No.
No, I'm going to keep going. Ryan Shawcross?
Possibly.
Been said a billion times, sorry, it's been said 90 million times, he's just not worth it.
We're not saying he's a bad player.
No.
He's not worth the world record transfer fee. I know if you look about how much United make every single year, they're not actually spending that much. It's like Crystal Palace spending 30 million on a player.
Yeah.
But still, it is 90 million pounds. And
it's affecting him, isn't it?
We said this last week in the league this season, it is more about a system. And you're spending 90 million pounds on a player
who doesn't fit follow your runs.
He doesn't fit the system you want to play. Yeah. If you're going to sign a holding midfielder, you would sign the best holding midfielder in the world is Sergio Busquets by an absolute country mile. Then it's probably maybe a tear over doubt.
I don't want to say, is it sad for him? Is this the reason they sold him before? Because he didn't fit Manchester United. I know it's very early and we might get a lot of stick for this, but what I'm seeing at the moment is a player who doesn't look like he fits the club.
Pogba would perfectly suit where Hazard plays for Chelsea, where he doesn't have to do any tracking back because you've got your holding mids and your wing backs to help you with there, and you can just play your attacking game. I think Pogba would suit that position that Hazard's playing at the moment really well.
I thought he played that position against Liverpool, where he was basically a 9.5. He was right up with Zlatan. So, we talked about Pogba. Let's talk about his manager. The stories coming out is what he whispered in Conte's ear was, why are you disrespecting me and my team and my former fans, the Chelsea fans, by celebrating so much at 4-0? He's got a short memory, hasn't he, Mourinho? I remember Inter Milan at Barcelona. He runs on the pitch doing an Alan Shearer with his finger in the air. He runs past every Barcelona player. What did he do with his team against Porto?
We ran down the whole bloody touchline.
He slided
into the bloody corner flag.
He did. Conte has just smashed his rivals 4-0. He can do whatever the hell he likes, can't he?
It's not his fault Chelsea fans are wood. And sounds of wood or burn. Like, we know Chelsea fans are awful. He just could hear the United fans being louder when his team were winning 4-0 and his fans were silent.
So he was just jeering them up.
He just wanted to get his fans excited. And his
Klopp did that. We'd love it. Mourinho looked really unhappy. He's finally got the job that he's wanted for so long. For so long he has wanted to be Manchester United manager. He wanted to take over after Sir Alex Ferguson. He wasn't scared of that job. Why isn't he smiling more? He wasn't even smiling at his press conference when he was on the pitch with the Manchester United shirt. He just constantly just got a face of everyone hates me. He's not the same Mourinho, is he?
Since when he arrived at Chelsea, when he's all happy, smiley, arrogant, annoying,
but he was cocky.
Yeah, now he's just
bitter.
Yeah, he's just finding out that he's not actually a good manager anymore.
I wouldn't go that far. I think he is a good manager. He's just showing too much of one side of himself. I think we want to see the other side of Mourinho, the exciting, that I'm better than everyone else. To me, he looks like he's letting Conte be better than him. He looks like he's letting Klopp be the more exciting manager. Even Arsene Wenger, the man he bullied in the past, he's allowing Wenger to look taller than him, to look better than him.
Because, as we said, we're sitting 6 points off the top.
Which isn't that bad.
But then they are also only 2 points ahead Watford and Bournemouth.
That is bad.
Only 1 point ahead of Southampton, who have looked very good this season.
So we're calling this title watch. Should it be 10th place watch with Manchester United?
United, I don't know, like, I'm enjoying it because I hate Mourinho, like, massively. Despise the man, and it's fun to watch them. But, like, this derby that's coming up, this midweek in the League Cup, is massive.
It's huge. If they get beat at home again,
and it'll be City's first win in, like, 6 games.
Wow. It's huge, isn't it, for him?
And it's massive. I mean, their next 2 league fixtures, you'd say they need to be winning these.
They've got Burnley at home on 29th of October. Then the next one comes Swansea away on the 6th. They have to get 6 points.
Yeah.
They have to.
Say they draw or lose to Swansea, right? You have the international break, and the next game is this first game of the Premier League weekend after international break at home to Arsenal.
So it's called Title Watch, this podcast. Are they going to be stalling with a chance of winning the title by 3 o'clock on Saturday the 19th of November after the Arsenal match?
They're always going to be in the title race. They're Manchester United. Will they be out of it? No, but could I see them winning it? Let's say if they get 6 points for the next two games, then yeah, I'll say they're in it, right?
Yeah, of course.
But if they get 3 points or 4 points, and I'd say Arsenal and Spurs and Liverpool will be winning games in that time as well. Mm. So yeah, if they drop any points in the next two games, I'm going to find it hard to make an argument for them winning.
It's that bad for Manchester United. We are not making this out to be any more worse than it is, because to lose 4-0 at Chelsea is bad. It is bad. United need to start turning their season around.
One thing is, there's five teams who are at least 5 points ahead of them.
That's a lot of teams, isn't it, Dom? That has been Manchester United podcast for the Title Watch. You have been listening to the Football Hour with me, Alex Mearns, and you,
Dom Betts.
Dom Betts, what a lovely lad. As I keep saying, I'm going to say it again. I know I repeat myself. But please press subscribe, and all these Title Watch podcasts will go directly to your phone. Thank you. Please do what I'm asking. Please. Goodbye.
This is the Football Hour.